Welcome to the Jennings Wire online magazine podcast series, where we feature interviews with our bloggers as well as other top authors and experts. My name is Stacey Amaral Kaufman, and I'm the radio director of Annie Jennings PR, the national PR firm behind the online feature magazine sensation, JenningsWire.com, a community of bloggers that share their personal experiences and wisdom gained throughout their lives. There's nothing like it on the web, and we invite you to visit JenningsWire.com to discover the blogger that's just right for you. And today, we have a wonderful guest, Bill Paravano, an internationally renowned instructor, speaker, and author of several books, including The Comfort Zone and Stop Your Knee Pain Now. His upcoming book, Knees for Life, will be released this coming July. And we'll be talking with Bill today about eliminating chronic knee pain for sufferers who, whether they realize it or not, are on a slippery slope to knee replacement surgery. So welcome, Bill.
Yes, thank you, Stacey.
Well, it's our pleasure to have you here. And, you know, I've got a quick question. My knee tends to crack when I walk up the steps, but I have no pain. Is that trouble?
Generally not, because my knee's cracked. I've had lots of quite an extensive, dislocated my left knee four times, had reconstructive surgery on my knee. So it was pretty intense what I went through. And the big thing, think of your nervous system like the dashboard of your car. And when a light goes on, there's something going on that you need to get it checked out by a mechanic. And it's the same thing when you experience pain.
Right.
And when you start experiencing pain, that's like the light coming on your dashboard saying, look into this. I need to look deeper into what's going on and address it.
You know what? That is a really great analogy, because many people, when that light comes on, the check engine saying, whatever, it's just a fuse or it's something, and they ignore it, right? You ignore it. It's the same thing. You ignore it, and then all of a sudden, your transmission blows up.
Well, actually, that's kind of it's kind of an epidemic. Because what happens is our nervous system, and that's how I really look at the body. I don't look at it from muscles or tendons or ligaments or anything else. I look at it from the nervous system. What is our nervous system telling us? And most of the time and I did it myself, I was guilty when I dislocated my left knee the first three times, I ignored it. Push the pain down. Like, we live in a society, suck it up, just do it, no pain, no gain.
Right.
Pain is weakness leaving the body. So what happens is people end up ignoring these signs from their nervous system, and they essentially numb it and become unaware of what's happening until it gets to such an extent that they can't deal with it anymore. And that's when they're going to a doctor. And, you know, the engine is already blown in the car, and they ignored all the little fuses, like you were talking about, that were going off.
Yeah. You know, so you have this pain, and before you even get to the transmission blowing up and you're at the doctor's, right, how do you try to eliminate the pain if you are aware of it and you say, you know, I need to do something about this before it gets worse? How do you eliminate that knee pain without it being so painful, without it hurting so much?
Well, from my approach, I look at it, what we focus on expands. So if we focus on the pain is going to expand, which is what's happening in our pain management approach to eliminating knee pain right now. My approach is focusing on comfort. So if we focus on comfort begins to expand in the body. So the whole... from my perspective, let's look at what's going on in the knee and how can we create comfort in the knee by taking the pressure off of the tiny little nerves that are the width of a human eyelash that are being squeezed. And by getting the pressure off of those nerves, we create comfort. So at that point, the body feels safe, supported, and listened to, and it switches the body from a fight or flight state, which happens when it's in pain, to a rest and relax state, which optimizes the body's ability to heal itself and recover faster.
Oh, well, that is a really great approach. I mean, it makes lots of sense. You know, it's kind of that thing, I mean, with anything in life, what you're focusing on is what you're going to bring into your life, right? I mean, that kind of happens not just in your knees or in any part of your body, but overall, don't you think?
It's exactly right. You're talking about universal principles, that happen, that they need to take place in nature, in relationships, in movement. All of that has to go with universal principles of creating comfort. And if you go against those universal principles, you have issues, you have challenges, and you have problems because you're essentially swimming upstream, so to speak. Mm. And you're fighting the body to do what it doesn't want to do. And if it's experiencing pain, you end up fighting the body. It wants to do something different than what it's already experiencing.
Right, and pain is like the red flag saying, hello, you know what, something's not right here. Don't stop doing this. This is not good.
Right.
Now what do you mean by people and their attempts to get over the knee pain and how they can actually work too hard to do that?
Well, a lot of people, and it's kind of our culture, it's the current medical model, which is looking at the body strictly on a muscular level. Like Einstein said, we can't solve a problem at the level the problem was created. We have to transcend that problem and come back down, and then we'll solve the problem. Well, if the problem is created in the muscles, the tendons, the ligaments, the fluid, the fascia, then if we look at it just from that level, we're not going to resolve it. So doing leg extensions, leg curls, leg raises, calf raises to eliminate the pain, you're looking at it strictly from a muscular level. And in order to come at it from a higher level, we have to look at what's going on in the nervous system. This is the indication. The nervous system is the expression of pain or tension or discomfort, tightness in the knee. And by looking at it from a nervous system level, we're coming at it from a higher level and being able to address what's happening in the knee on that muscular skeletal level.
Okay, so now if someone is you know, experiencing this pain and they feel like they've tried everything, they're still in pain, you know, what is their first step? Oh, hopefully their first painless step.
Yeah, right? First painless step, right.
Right. What is that first step to get them on the road to real recovery?
Well, I think the first thing that they could do is check out my website. I believe I have lots of information that I don't see anywhere else in terms of getting the pressure off of the nerves. I have one of the books that you mentioned at the beginning of the podcast was The Comfort Zone. And I think that would be a great place for someone, you know, brand new and just heard my message for the first time to go, well, what is this guy about? What is he talking about? Because it's coming completely out of left field and no one has ever really heard of it before. So to get into my book, The Comfort Zone, would be an ideal way to begin taking that first comfortable step.
Okay, so why don't you take us a little inside the book for a second? What else, you know, just give us a little something to chew on, you know, in terms of a step.
Okay. There are 11 specific stretches that I have in that book that goes over the different ways the knee can hurt. The knee can hurt on the kneecap, under the kneecap, on the side of the knee, on the inside of the knee, on the outside of the knee, on the inside of the knee above the knee joint, on the inside of the knee below the knee joint. You know, there's only so many places the knee can hurt. And the knee bends, you have the gross motor movement of the knee, which means the knee bends, you extend the leg, you pull your heel to your butt. That's the gross motor movement of the knee. But the knee also has intrinsic movement. It twists slightly. It goes side to side slightly. It goes forward and back slightly, and it goes apart and together slightly. And this is the tension pattern that the body will take on when it experiences pain, and it'll tense up to protect itself in one of those small intrinsic movements. The book goes over, The Comfort Zone goes over how we can work with the knee joint itself to get the pressure off of those tiny nerves that you begin to experience comfort pretty much immediately. And as soon as you get the pressure off of the nerve, think of it like you're ringing a doorbell.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as you take your finger off the doorbell, the noise goes away. And it's the very same thing when you work with the knee in a subtle manner, in those intrinsic movements, by getting the pressure off of those nerves, it causes the finger to be pulled off the doorbell and the knee to feel comfortable pretty much immediately.
Wow. So focus more on intrinsic movements then. That would be your advice to our listeners.
Right.
Okay. Okay, great. Well, Bill, thank you so much. And to learn more about Bill Paravano and his program to eliminate chronic knee pain, his services and books, The Comfort Zone, as well as Stop Your Knee Pain Now, and the new upcoming Knees for Life, please visit Bill's website at www.thekneepainguru.com. thekneepainguru.com. Thanks, Bill. I really appreciate you sharing all of your insight with us.
You're welcome, Stacey. Thank you so much.
This podcast is presented by Annie Jennings of the national publicity firm, Annie Jennings PR, and the creator of Jennings Wire Online Magazine, a diverse community of talented, insightful, and relevant bloggers that share helpful and perhaps even life-changing posts and podcasts. Please enjoy more of these posts on JenningsWire.com and discover bloggers that might be perfect for you. Till next time, bye-bye.